Well, hello. Welcome to the next episode of Pegasus Radio. In this episode, sometimes you just need to move on. So I'm talking here to individuals who have probably been with a business a long time and just feel like they're hitting a bit of a ceiling where they are. And there are a number of reasons why this may be the case. So I'm just going to, I guess, detail a few of those reasons. And, you know, hopefully for individuals listening who do feel like this, just give you that comfort, that assurance that it's the right thing to do. You know, I'll add a bit of icing on the cake at the end of this when we come to a close. So why are there some reasons why maybe you're stuck where you are? So it could simply be internal politics. There could be politics involved. There could be maybe different people who are perhaps, let's say, better at playing the game than you are in the business, who probably got the favor of the senior management within the business. That's often a difficult one to change. That's one maybe you can try and change by being more proactive and getting more in front of the senior management, but it's often a difficult one to achieve sometimes. I think sometimes, unfortunately, along similar veins, you may just have a line manager who has their own agenda, and almost your success could potentially eclipse them, and almost it's almost easier for them to keep you where you are, to kind of further their agenda. It might be that you're a great workhorse for them, and almost they know that if they allow you to get to the next level, then maybe they lose you because they're not advancing themselves. And frankly, they're going to have to work harder if you're not there. It could be that you suffer from the graduate syndrome. I often find this, a lot of people who've been kind of in one business their entire career and started out as a trainee or graduate. Sometimes, unfortunately, you're always just seen as that trainee or graduate, even if you're, you know, 10, 15 year tenure at the business. Sometimes you're always perceived by your bosses as almost that kind of junior individual. I know that sounds madness, but genuinely, I think it happens on quite a regular basis. Another one is, and I think it's becoming more prevalent post-COVID with more kind of flexible remote working, not just simply out of mind, out of sight, I beg your pardon, out of sight, out of mind. If you're not regularly in front of the senior manager within your business by the structure, maybe they've got you in a seconded role that's making them a lot of money and they like you to be there, but in reality, you're also not, you don't have the visibility maybe that others have with the senior management, and consequently, because of that, you're always going to be held back. So that's just a few reasons that could be the case as to why you may be hitting the ceiling where you are. And sometimes, however you try and change that, it just doesn't work. And the reality is you've got two choices. And I appreciate some of you in this position may genuinely love where you work, you know, especially if you've been there since a trainee, graduate, and you really are committed to your, you know, kind of all the characters there, even the senior leadership team who are the ones who are kind of almost kind of holding you back. And it may be, you know, a real dilemma, real turmoil in your head about making that move. But fundamentally, if you are not advancing, then you're fundamentally going back. Your salary probably shouldn't be where it is. And fundamentally, you're not achieving your level of capability. So as hard as it may be, sometimes it's just the right thing is to make that move. If that's something you're nervous about, then please do reach out to somebody like me, you know, who's hopefully an experienced recruiter, an experienced head, and give you some real solid advice about, you know, what kind of organizations that are going to fit with your kind of your character, your mindset, your skill set, etc. But sometimes, unfortunately, you do just need to make that move to achieve that next level. And when I said there'll be some icing at the end of this episode, icing on the cake at the end of this episode, what often people find is that they make that move, they go away, they kind of prove themselves elsewhere, maybe do a 2 to 5 year stint where they are elsewhere. And lo and behold, they actually end up coming back to their ex-employer, because their ex-employer suddenly wakes up and realizes, what a bloody mistake we've made. This individual was actually a superstar. And for whatever reason, we held them back. We throttled their growth. But actually, they are one of us. They are a character that fits into our culture massively. And so we would like you back. And often you then go back at the right level and advance from there with a different degree of respect because you've proved that you can do it elsewhere. Okay, I hope that's been a useful one, a good food for thought one. As I say, if you do ever need any advice about your career, please do reach out to me, and either myself or one of my team can then speak to you. Okay, have a great day, folks. Bye.